that it's, you know, you one shouldn't be frightened of it, and that's life, and so you see that it's a different type of personality that we're dealing with. It's a, and Reb Yisrael said, regarding his Rebbe, Reb Zundel, he said, I do not come to Reb Zundel's ankles. So if you want to talk about the progression in generations, you're talking about the Gaon of Vilna, so Reb Zundel didn't come to the Gaon, and Reb Yisrael didn't come to Reb Zundel. And we can't even imagine what Reb Yisrael looked like. It's interesting, by the way, that we have no photographs or drawings or paintings at all of Reb Yisrael. And even the eyewitness accounts of him are contradictory. Some people said he was fair, and some people said he was dark. It's very strange. People saw him as tall, and people saw him as short. That happens many times when there is such a dominating personality that the personality takes over such that you never really see what, you know, what color eyes the person had. So that our physical descriptions of him are almost non-existent. Reb Yisrael came to Vilna, and in Vilna he established these houses of Musar. In Vilna, the movement took hold. It was very popular. And it did what Reb Yisrael wanted it to do. He intended it to become a mass movement. He wanted it to be a movement not just for scholars. He wanted it to be a movement for laymen. In a famous legend, he and the famous Hasidic Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, met and rode together in a carriage. There are always different versions of the story. Depends whether you talk to the Chassidim or to the Misnagdim, what was said, etc. But the bottom line from all the different versions of the stories are that he came to say that he was going to try and do for the Misnagdim what Chassidus tried to do for the masses of the Jews in the Ukraine and Poland. In other words, to give them an extra dimension of spirituality, to raise them out of their straight daily life, to enhance them, to ennoble them. And in Vilna, he was very successful. If one could say it, he was too successful. In Vilna, he had no open opposition. None of the Rabbonim in the community opposed him. His greatness in Torah carried him. And he had hundreds and hundreds of balabatim, of the merchant class, and even of the lower class, people who came and participated in his studies and in his lectures and participated in the study of Musar, and who took hold of themselves in a very strong ethical fashion, so that it was recognizable in town that the Jewish climate had improved, had changed, that there was something radical that was going on. Reb Yisrael rehabilitated, if that's the word, Reb Moshe Chaim Litzato. When I discussed the Ramchal with you a number of months ago, Ramchal during his life was not appreciated, as many great people are not. He was hounded, he was persecuted, he was placed into harem, his works were not really read or studied. He was appreciated only by a very, very small audience. One member of the audience that appreciated him was the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna said regarding, he said that in the first 10 chapters of the Mesillas Yeshorim, which is the great work of Reb Moshe Chaim Litzato, he said he read the first 10 chapters, he said he did not find one extra word. And this reverence for the Mesillas Yeshorim and for Reb Moshe Chaim Litzato carried through. And Reb Yisrael Salanter made the Mesillas Yeshorim almost the basic primer of the Musar movement. The book of ethics, and it has remained so until today. It's still studied in most yeshivas. It's a very hard book to study, and it's a very hard book to live up to, but it sets forth a code of human behavior and a truly Jewish value system, a Jewish outlook on life and on the world, something which many times is hard to find, right? Because